I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talking about sleepwalking, because Brandon, who is Ethan's friend, had a great story and was willing to call in and tell that in the last segment. So we opened up the phone lines to you and said, do you have a great sleepwalking story? We'll just take them in order here. Jason called in first from Illinois. Jason, what's your story, man?
What's up, boys? So I'm a paramedic, and I have woken up twice. One time doing bear on my wife.
Wait. And you broke up there. You broke up at the key part. You're a paramedic, and you woke up doing what?
Very effective CPR on my wife. She was not a prisoner.
Was your wife asleep? Wait, before you move on, was your wife okay with this?
Oh, no, she was not happy.
She wasn't happy. No, that's a great excuse, isn't it? You just be like, sorry, I was asleep. I didn't know.
Seriously, she woke me up. She goes, what are you doing? I was like, CPR. She goes, on me? I was like, oh, my God.
Okay, that's the first one. What's the second one?
The other time I was trauma packaging her, I was putting her in a seat collar and on a backboard, and yeah.
This is all toward your wife.
Yes, both times. Yeah, I am not safe to sleep with.
All right, Jason, thanks for letting us know.
At least she's in good hands.
I guess. Unless he's like strangling her. Wait, I'm breathing fine.
Why would he do that as an EMT?
The collar on her while she's sleeping, rolling her up on the backboard and getting.
We're going to get you out of here.
Put her on the stretcher.
I mean, yeah, I guess if there's any profession, you'd be like, okay, well, I guess that's good. At least you're not like a carpenter.
Hold on, honey. You got to get the tools out.
No, I'm getting nailed. As I said, let's just go in order. Andrew from St. Charles. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how are we doing, guys?
Good. Have you ever sleepwalked?
Yeah, tons of times. I gained 80 pounds in 1 year because I used to sleepwalk and cook in the middle of the night.
Wait. Are we to believe that you're making full meals asleep?
I used to make 2 tuna fish sandwiches each night and not know it. My mom caught me one night smoking a cigarette in the kitchen, which we're not allowed to do in our house. Not only toasting bread, getting relish and mayo out, sriracha. She said it was the best damn tuna fish she's ever had. So pretty good. So, yeah, there's my story for you.
This is a little much. I mean, it's a little bit of a suspension of disbelief to think you go through all of that and you're standing there with a cigarette and a Stag magazine and you're like, oh, sorry, I'm asleep, Mom.
No, it's true. I have no recollection of it. We got it fixed, and I've lost 80 pounds. So, hey, there you go.
It sounds a little bit similar to what we just recommended Brandon do to me. So in the last segment, so I'm a little suspicious. That is hilarious,
Andrew. Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you what. Anybody listening right now is probably thinking the same thing I am, which is, man, I wish I did that because it would be easy to lose weight. He lost 80 pounds by just staying in bed.
I have no idea why I'm gaining weight. You're eating in your sleep.
Stop buying me tuna, Mom. Rick is next up from Ladue. Rick, have you sleepwalked before?
Rick from Ladue?
Yes, Rick, hello.
No, it's Rick from Eureka.
Rick from Eureka. Sorry, it was labeled wrong.
Yeah, so I do have one when I was a kid. My dad was out of town, and my mom was sitting on the couch, and I was laying next to her, sleeping. And she was watching a scary movie, and all of a sudden, like, she told me this story. But all of a sudden, she said, I jump up, and I crawl on all fours and go down the hallway. And
oh,
she's
my
like,
gosh.
What the heck? And then I come peek around on all fours, and she's like, what? I was like, did you see him? Did you see him come in?
No, she thought
she was, like, so intense into this movie that she didn't see somebody come walking in the house.
Wait a minute. So you had fallen asleep during the movie?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you weren't trying to pull a prank on her. You just started crawling around on all fours trying to find somebody like you were a dog?
No, like frantically getting away.
Oh, you were running away.
Person. Yeah, but like on all fours, like, yeah.
Is this
probably about 7 years old.
Oh, you were sad. I was going to say, is this the only time this has ever happened to you? Okay. So you're
No, I've had other ones, like the I guess Jason who called about his wife. One time I woke up, you know, I got in a fight in my dream. Well, I went to break the guy's fingers.
Uh-oh.
Well, it was actually my wife's fingers, and I popped her fingers.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's when I woke up.
Wow. How old were you when that happened?
That was probably about 10 years ago.
No. So none between seven?
I'm 42 now, so I was probably 32 years old.
Are those the two incidents, or is this pretty common?
It was pretty common when I was younger, but not in my adulthood.
Wow. Rick, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Let's go to Keith from St. Charles. Keith, we have a note here that says hopefully we can hear you well. Keith, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we'll try to. Can you tell your story of sleepwalking?
Okay, so coincidentally, I was a paramedic firefighter. I'm retired now. And when I was in the Air Force, active duty, I went to basic training or basic fire school in Chanute Air Force Base in 1982. So all day we were working drills. We were doing what we called laying hose. A fire truck would pull up to the hydrant. I'd grab off the hose off the back and run to the hydrant and wrap it. And they'd drive on a distance to a little bit later, and then they'd hook the hose to the fire truck. And then that was your time. So we were doing that over and over again for time, you know, as fast as you can. And even the repacking the truck was stressful, you know, got to get it done quick. So over and over again. Since I was a prior service airman, I got to stay in the hotel instead of with all the other people. And it's a co-ed hotel. My room,
uh-oh.
I had one room.
Did you say co-ed?
I
think I know where this is going.
No. The okay. hotel was a normal hotel, so it wasn't just guys, you know, but my guy roommate and I, you know, both had single beds. My bed, unfortunately, was a straight shot to the door. So in the middle of the night, I woke up in my underwear in the hallway, pulling the door shut that locks when you pull it shut. And as soon as it locked, I went, oh, God. And I'm thinking, what I got to do here, you know?
Wait a minute, you were asleep, though. How did you have all this rationale if you were sleeping?
No, when I woke up in the hallway.
Oh, you woke up in the hallway.
As I was pulling the door shut, I realized I was in the hallway in my underwear. And so I kind of tapped on the door kind of lightly because I didn't want anybody else to open their doors. And then I realized that's not going to happen. I mean, my only other choice is go down to the lobby in my underwear to get a key. So I started banging on the door really hard. Finally, my roommate came and opened the door. He goes, what are you doing? I said, I was laying hose. And I just went back and dropped in the bed. He said he laughed for half an hour about that. That was stressful.
Wow, Keith, thanks for the call. I got to tell you, that happens to me pretty much every time I'm in a hotel. Seth is on the phone. Seth, what's your sleepwalking story?
So let's see, when I was in middle school, went to summer camp like most people do, and happened to find myself, my friends tell me this story. They woke me up at about 2 o'clock in the morning and told me, hey, it's time to go to breakfast. Well, mess hall was about a half mile away. I walked all the way there with them behind me laughing their heads off. And then they told me, no, it's not time to eat breakfast. Walked all the way back, went right back to sleep. I don't remember a darn thing.
Wow, that's a pretty long... Is this common for you, or is that the only incident?
That is the only one that I'm aware of that I've ever been told. That they just told me, oh, yeah, we woke you up. You walked halfway there. And then we kept walking you, and you walked all the way to the mess hall without even thinking about it. I was like, I can't believe that that happened, but I guess I was hungry at 2 o'clock in the morning. Didn't think anything of it.
With no prior history, is it possible that all those guys were also lying to you?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's also possible. That is a possibility. I don't doubt that.
So, thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it. 314-241-9797. If you have a sleepwalking story, we have just a little bit of time left. 314-241-9797. A couple open lines. Anne from Moscow Mills. Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you?
So do you have a sleepwalking story?
I do. It's kind of from when I was little. So my dad worked 40 hours driving a concrete truck. And my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and then on the side, he was a farmer. We grew up on a farm, and in the evenings, we would all go down and put hay up. And so we'd put 400, 500, 600 bales of hay up in the evening after work, you know, so he was so tired. And this one night, me and my sisters, we all heard this big thump and a bunch of yelling, and my dad picked my mom up and bucked her out of the bed. And she landed up against the closet door.
I'm waiting to find out who was sleeping.
Yeah, my mom was sleeping. Well, my dad was sleeping too. They both were. But, you know, we heard this big boom and she ended up against the closet doors.
he hay-bailed her.
Oh yeah, he hay-bailed her, all right.
Yeah, Brad, that's what they call that, isn't it?
Tossing hay bales.
Yeah.
And thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right, just a little bit more time. Let's get to Tyler. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, thanks for calling. What's your story?
So, funny one for you. Back when I was in the military, I was in the Navy. I was a master at arms, basically military security. And I had just finished SRFA school, and they put us through a lot of extensive CQ training and mock drills for apprehending suspects. And when I got back home and was in bed with the wife one night, I apparently was going through my house, clearing the entire house. And at some point during that, I was shouting and screaming at an imaginary suspect to get on the ground, put his hands behind his back, the whole nine, went in for the takedown, only to be woken up by my wife going, "Who are you dealing with?" And to my recollection, I have no clue who the guy was, but apparently he did something that, you know, I was ready to take this dude down and take him to jail. And to that day, my wife always calls this guy Tom. She goes, "Tom, you better not find Tom in the house again, I swear."
Yeah, maybe you scared him away. Maybe there really was a guy.
You know what? I really hope I did, if that was the case.
Hey, was your wife like the suspect in this, or was she just an onlooker?
She just happened to be the passerby, as far as I'm aware.
Okay.
So God forbid I would have went in for a takedown. I probably would have gotten taken down myself.
Tyler, good story. Thanks, man.
Not a problem. Y'all have a good one.
Stacy, you are next on the line. We have just a couple minutes. Stacy, what's your story?
Hi, am I on?
Yeah.
Hey, this isn't about me. This is about my dad.
Okay.
He used to have the worst nightmares ever. He would wake up in the middle of the night running through the house screaming, and he had always dreamt that he swallowed the weirdest things. Sometimes he would swallow broken glass. Sometimes he would swallow tacks. One time he woke up and he said he swallowed an elephant, and it was the most
well, that's ridiculous
thing.
So
he would run through the house screaming and gagging, and me and my mom would just look at each other and just laugh. We couldn't help it.
Stacy, so in the middle of the night, you guys would wake up and pop some popcorn and be like, let's see what Dad swallowed today.
Dad had an elephant last night. Okay.
So he's running around yelling, I swallowed a tack! Help! And you guys are like,
I just swallowed a tack! I just swallowed a tack!
What did your dad do for a living?
He was an engineer.
So he wasn't like eating certain things. Like he wasn't a taste tester.
He wasn't a
for Haagen-Dazs or something.
Or anything okay. like that, or a fire eater or anything.
Stacy, I think you might have won. That's a great story.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling. We got one more. John, boy, there's a lot to compete with, John. You're the last one we got on the line here before we got to take a break. What's your sleepwalking story?
All right. When I was in the Navy, I was in assault crafting, so we stayed in barracks. And I had a roommate. I guess he walked in the room one night and caught me with his shower kit open on his bed, and I was filling it full of pee. And I did really screamed at me. He screamed at me. He said, "What the heck you doing?" And I'm like, "I don't know." And so the next day, I had to go buy him all new stuff and clean all his sheets for him. Poor guy.
So it wasn't staying in the shower kit.
What was in the shower kit? Like your shave?
No, no. It was so. So you were urinating, but it wasn't staying within the kit. It was kind of all over the bed.
Oh no, no, no! It was. I didn't know I was doing it until he yelled at me. It was the weirdest thing. I've never had that happen.
Do you remember waking up like, oh my gosh, what am I doing?
It was like, what am I doing? Why am I standing here? And why am I peeing in his shower kit? And he wasn't happy about it.
Well, John, I got to tell you, that's pretty good too. So maybe you were the best. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Those were some really good stories.
I figured when we started talking about this, I'm like, everybody's got to. Well, most people have a sleepwalking story. It's just a matter of, are they going to be really good ones?
Yeah.
And there's no way to plan ending on the one, man, the one where the guy's peeing in his friend's shower kit, man, and the dad who runs around yelling, I swallowed glass again.
We had a crazy one when we were when I was an RA at Lindenwood. We had a co-ed dorm, and it was like opposite floors, right? So the first and third were guys, and the second and fourth were girls. And we had a guy that was on my floor that ended up accidentally stumbling into one of the girls' rooms. I guess they left their door unlocked, and these girls like, who are you? And start screaming, and then he wakes up, he's in his boxers, he's like, I don't know how I got here. And then he just kind of walked out.
I'm telling you what, if there's one thing that's going to happen after this segment, it's going to be that there's some guy somewhere who's like, oh man, I could say I was sleepwalking, and he's going to do something and go, well, I heard on the Andy Fry show.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
All right, let's take a short break. We got one more segment, and then it is the Mark Reardon Show. Annie will be back tomorrow. Stick around for another great, I don't know if it's going to be a great segment. It might be. Stick around anyway.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.